When I was a little girl, I just knew I wanted to be a doctor. I didn't know what it would take to become one, but I was determined to help people. After losing many loved ones to cancer, I envisioned a better world and decided to do something to create it. My career aspirations have changed since then, but my vision hasn't. I still want to make a difference in the lives of others. But I am not the first person to have a vision of a better future. Our founder saw the injustice in the world and decided to do something about it. Almost 250 years ago, they created a place where the inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness would be sustained rather than denied. However, 250 years is a long time. The polarized political scene, health pandemic, and civilian unrest have led many to question whether this is the country that the founders envisioned. But America isn't just a place, a government, or a certain problem. America is the ideal that the basic human rights of the people should never be abandoned. In America, the people are free to live by power over the government rather than fear of it. According to Professor Kotkin at Princeton University, oppressive governments have killed at least 65 million people in places such as Russia, China, and Latin America since 1917. In these places, the government is run by a select group of elite individuals. In America, the government is run by the people through representation, ensuring that power is appropriately distributed, protecting their safety. In America, people are free to protect their individual rights. American founder John Adams wrote, "The way to secure liberty is to place it in the people's hands. That is, to give them the power at all times to defend it in the legislature and the courts of justice." All throughout history and even today, citizens worldwide are forced to revolt when their governments rob them of their rights. Americans petition our representatives, advocate for our liberties, and apply to our Supreme Court. When human rights are threatened, instead of starting a revolution, we amend the Constitution. In America, the people are free to chase their dreams and build a better world. American philosopher Ralph Waldo Emerson declared that America is another name for opportunity, which continues to be our legacy. Today, American women own close to 10 million businesses, accounting for $1.4 trillion in receipts. 34% of Americans pursue higher education, more than ever before. The 2018 report shows the U.S. invests the most in research and development, provides the most business services, and is the largest producer in high-technology manufacturing sectors. While the founders couldn't foresee what the future of America would hold, they gave us principles to remind us of who we are. America is the land of liberty. Liberty to live and thrive and change the world. Even though America will look different in every age, its heart will remain the same. Why? Because we, the people, refuse to let go of the gift that we've been given. When liberty is threatened, the people will rally like they always have. The colonists threw tea in the harbor, the women defiantly arrived at the polls, and civil rights activists boycotted the buses. Today, with the rise of the media, the power of the people spreads further than ever. So while the country the founders created has changed its appearance, it hasn't changed in heart. Because whether our declaration is with a quill pen, a picket sign, or smartphone, our people will uphold their rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is precisely what the founders wanted.